I remember the first few times I visited this church.
大家还记得最初的几次我来这里访
？I remember.
Yeah, 我来这个教会访问的时候，我记得这个事情。
And the choir always touched me when they sang those songs.
我们的诗班，每一次在那里都是感动我，当他们在这里唱歌的时候。
And then the prayers of the congregation also impact me.
我们会众的祷告在那里也触动了我。
I feel that the words and the songs really help us to speak our hearts to God.
我真是感觉我们在这诗歌里面所歌词让我们知道我们怎样和神说话。
Especially the song of the choir this morning was wonderful.
今天早上的诗班所唱的诗歌真是非常的美。
I wish we could sing songs like that every Sunday.
我真是觉得我们要是能够每个主日都能唱这样的诗歌有多好。
But young people may not feel the same way.
年轻人有可能不会这样觉得。
I feel that way.
我觉得是这样。
We're going to talk about grace this morning.
我们今天早上要谈一谈这个恩典。
Because we always say God's grace is enough for us.
我们总是说神的恩典够我们用。
But what do we mean by that?
我们这里所说的是什么意思呢？
We say it so often we may not even think about what that really means.
我们在这里这么多次的说这句话，我们有可能不知道这我们所说的是什么意思。
And I think about next week being September already.
我想下一个礼拜就是九月了。
So I realize how fast the time is passing.
我真是觉得这个时间过得这么的飞快。
So would anyone here dare to say that we made it from January till the end of August based on our own strength or based on God's strength?
我在这里觉得我们这里有谁可以说我们从一月到八月所过的日子是凭着自己的力量还是凭着神的力量？
We assume that we did it on our own sometimes.
我们有时候觉得我们是靠着自己的力量过了这么一段时间。
But Jesus said to Paul, My grace is sufficient for you.
但是主耶稣基督对保罗说我的恩典够你用。
Now in the red letter Bibles, you won't see many red letters outside of the four Gospels.
在红字的这个圣经中，我们很少看见这个在四个福音书里面有红字。
No, outside of the four Gospels, there are still red letters.
Okay. 在四个福音书以外，我们很少看见有红字，这个就是有关的重点的。
Because the red letters represent Jesus' words.
因为这个红的字代表的就是耶稣基督的话。
But in 1 Corinthians, there is a sentence that is in red, and that is Jesus speaking to Paul. It is Jesus' words.
在哥林多前书中有
后
书中有这样一个红颜色的字，那个红颜色的字代表的是耶稣基督对保罗所说的话。
So I don't think it's easy to explain, but I want to try and tell us what does it mean that Jesus' grace is enough for us.
我想这个有可能不是那么容易，但是我要试一下，把耶稣基督这句话，就是我的恩典够你用，来解释一下。
There was a man on the side of the road hitchhiking.
有一个人在这个路边，在那里想搭顺风车。
It was a very dark night and there was a huge storm.
那天晚上很黑，有一个大的风暴。
Very few cars were passing.
很少有车从他前面经过。
The storm was so strong he could hardly see a few feet in front of him.
这个风暴是那么的强，所以他看不见路，也只能看见前面几尺的地方。
Suddenly he saw a car coming towards him and stopping.
突然他看见有一辆车朝他开过来，在他面前停下来了。
Without thinking, he opened the back door and jumped into the car.
想都没想，他就打开了这个后门，就跳进了那个车。
Then when he thanked the driver for stopping for him, he realized there was no one driving the car.
但他这里想要感谢这个司机停下来让他搭车的时候，他突然意识到，哎，前面没有司机，没有人，车里是空的。
Then the car starts slowly moving again.
然后这个车呢就慢慢的往前走了。
The man looks ahead and he can see a curve in the road.
这个人看着前面，他看见前面有一个弯道。
He closes his eyes and starts to pray for his life.
他就闭上眼睛，他就在那里祷告，看是不是神能救他。
Just before the car reaches the curve, a hand reaches in and steers the car around the corner.
在这个车就快碰到这个弯道的时候，他就觉得有一个手进来，转了那个方向盘，然后这个车就转弯了。
paralyzed with fear, he watches how the hand appears every time there's a curve in the road.
在这里，因为恐惧，他差不多快要麻痹了。然后他就是觉得每到一个弯道的时候，就有一个手进来转了这个方向盘，这个车就转了。
So gathering his strength, he jumps out of the car the first chance he gets.
然后他就聚集他的力量，在一有机会的时候，在第一个得到第一个机会的时候，他就打开这个车门，再跳出去了。
And he finds his way to the nearest coffee shop.
然后他就跑到找到了最近的一个咖啡馆，然后就跑进了咖啡馆。
And then he ordered a coffee.
然后他就要了一杯咖啡。
And he starts telling everyone about the horrible experience he just went through.
Yeah, 他就告诉咖啡馆里每一个人刚才他所经历的那个多么恐惧的一个经历。
About half an hour later, two guys walk into the coffee shop, and one says to the other.
半小时以后，两个人。有两个人进了咖啡馆，一个人对另一个人说
：“Look, Bob, there's the guy who got into the car when we were pushing it down the road.”
你看，Bob， 那个人你看见没有？那个人我们刚才在推车的时候，他就跳进我们的车里面了。
That's what happens when the car breaks down. You push it. When you have to turn, you put your hand in. You steer the car.
Yeah， 所以这个就是这样发生的。如果你的车死在路上的话，你在那里推的话，如果碰到弯道的话，就有一个手进来拉这个方向盘，然后转这个方向盘。
So the man thought that no one was driving the car; they were actually pushing a dead car.
Yeah, 这个人是以为没有人就在开那个车，但是有人在那个推这个不动的车。
Sometimes we go through life fearing for what is ahead because we don't know.
有时候我们经历在生活中经验的时候，就是我们往前走，但是我们不知道前面会怎样。
We worry. Sometimes we feel helpless.
我们担心，我们真是觉得，哎呀，真是没有人帮助我们。
Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
因为我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
In every single part of our lives, our families, our relationships, our health, our careers.
在我们生命中的每一件事情上，我们的家庭，我们的工作，我们的
relationships，
我们的和别人的关系，我们的夫妻的关系
，and our health，
和我们的健康。
We feel helpless when we know.How little control we have over these things.
我们真是觉得我们没有办法，我们有很难有任何的控制在这些事情上面。
Then Christians say, but the grace of Christ is enough.
但是基督徒往往说，神的恩典够我们用。
When we don't get something we want, we say, but the grace of God is enough.
当我们得不到一件事情的时候，我们就是说，神的恩典够我们用。
Do you really find God's grace enough?
你真的是觉得神的恩典够用吗？
Are you like the man sitting in that car that someone's driving and then occasionally you see a hand coming in and helps you?
是不是你像那个人坐在那个没有人的车里面，有时候他会发现有一只手伸进来转那个方向盘呢？
So whether we're afraid or not doesn't change the fact that God is looking after us.
不管我们恐不恐惧，但是我们知道事实上神就是在会帮助我们。
These are the key verses today.
这个是关键，今天我们要读的关键的经文。
I'll read in English and then Jim will read in Chinese.
我先读英文，然后我会读中文。
And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure.Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
这是哥林多后书十二章七到十七，又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差谕，要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”所以我更喜欢夸耀自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
What do we do when we have an unresolvable issue that makes us infirm?
我们如果有一个事情让我们没有办法有解决，而且这个事情让我们软弱，我们怎么办呢？
Many translations use the word weakness, just as in Chinese, 软弱。
Yeah.是很多的翻译，英文的翻译都用了这个软弱，就像我们这个中文就是翻译成软弱这个字。
But infirmity has a deeper meaning.
但是这个英文 infirmity 有一个更深的含义。
Infirmity is both lacking physical and emotional strength.
这个软弱的意思就是说，他在体力上没有这个能力，他在这个感情上也是没有这个能力。
That means our worries and our stress take away the courage and the will to face tomorrow.
就是说我们的软弱我们的这个虚弱把我们这个本来有的能力拿走了。
When we wake up in the morning and we don't want to get out of bed, it's not because you're weak, but because you're infirm.
每天早上当我们早上赖在床上不想起来的时候，不是因为你软弱不能起来，而是你这个自己的不情愿不能起，而是你不愿意起来。
What was the cause of Paul's infirmity?
是什么原因让这个保罗觉得他这个软弱或者不能呢？
A thorn in his flesh.
这个在他的肉体上有一根刺。
But he does not tell us what it is exactly.
他也没有告诉我们这个刺是什么。
Because Paul's specific thorn doesn't matter.
因为这个肉体上的刺不管是什么刺不重要。
What matters is that we all have weaknesses at different times.
重要的是我们在我们的身上有时候会有软弱的时候。
What matters is that we understand this is part of being human.
最重要的是这是我们作为人类这是不可避免的。
I'm sure you've thought about life that way. Sometimes you don't have the courage or the strength to face tomorrow.
我知道大家有这种感觉，就是有时候我们没有这个勇气来对待明天。
So really, the grace and the sufficiency of grace is we getting strength to do what we don't have strength inside to do.
所以这个恩典或者是这个我们有这个恩典的充满，是让我们能够面对明天。我们有时候软弱的时候，我们能够面对。
Paul faces his trials with the conviction that the grace of Christ is enough to save him.
保罗面对这个软弱、这个试炼，他有这个信念，这个神的恩典够他用，能够让他战胜软弱。
The Bible tells us that the grace of God saves us from going to hell.
圣经告诉我们，神的恩典把我们从地狱中救出来。
But here Paul is talking about the grace that sustains him from day to day.
这里所保罗所说的恩典是那个使他有勇气一天面对下一天的勇气。
So grace saves and grace sustains.
这里所说的是有两个恩典，一个是恩典是拯救的恩典，另一个恩典是让他有勇气的恩典。
All Christians are already saved from hell.
我们的基督徒都被从地狱中拯救出来了。
But not all Christians have strength to be sustained day to day.
但不是所有的基督徒都有这个勇气每天有坚持。
The testimony that Paul shares with us is similar to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
这个保罗跟我们所分享的这个见证是和耶稣基督在变化山上，不是？
登山宝训。
在登山宝训上所讲。
He says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
耶稣说，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
I'm using this as a shameless promotion for the Sunday school class. I hope more people will come.
我这里说用这个例子，就是为这个主日学做一个
广告，
做一个广告，也希望更多的人能够来。
He says, "Blessed" can also be translated as "happy."
这里他说这个哀痛又可以
blessed can also be translated as happy.
Yeah, 这个是有福呢，就可以翻译成快乐。
So what Jesus is saying is, happy are those who are sad.
耶稣所说的就是那些哀痛的人就很高兴，就是他伤悲伤的人他又很高兴。
So is this a contradiction?
这里是不是有矛盾呢？
Just as Paul says, the weak are strong.
就像保罗说的，这个软弱的人又很刚强。
But that is only by believing in the strength of God to help us face our darkest moments.
这个要做到这一点，就是要对主耶稣基督有信心，然后能够让我面对我们最黑暗的时刻。
When we're in the dark, we need light.
当我们在黑暗中的时候，我们需要这个灯光。
Let's read this.
让我们读这个。
When a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away the ticket and jump off. You sit and trust the engineer. Trust God today. No matter how dark the situation, God says, you are coming out of the tunnel.
我们在读这有一句话啊，就是当一个火车经过这个隧道的时候，这个隧道越来越黑了，但是那个时候你不是说我要把这个车票扔掉然后从火车里跳出来，你就在那里安静的坐着，能够相信信靠这个工程师，相信今天在我们在这里要信靠神，不管你的光景是多么的黑暗，神说你会出来的。
Even in the darkness, God reminds us that He is present.
即使在黑暗中，神也在那里提醒我们，神是在那里等，在那里等着我们的。
In the northwest, we have more than our share of dark days, right? Cloudy days.
我们在西北区，我们知道我们这里是这有比平别的地方更多的这个阴暗的天。
Doesn't mean we're going to move away, right?
这个也不代表我们就要从这里搬走哦。
But even when it's cloudy, the sun is still there, is it not?
即使我们在这个阴暗的天，我们也知道我们的这个太阳还在那里。
It is only being hidden by the clouds.
这个太阳只是被云遮住了。
The Word of God described beautifully in Psalm 119 that God is light.
在这个神诗篇一百一十九篇的时候，神这里有这样一句话：神就是我们的脚前的灯。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
一百零五节这样说：你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
How important is God's light in our lives?
神的光在我们的生命中是多重要啊！
Light is very important.
这个光是很重要的。
Because light can shine into the darkest spaces and brighten it up.
因为光可以照在最黑暗的地方，让它显出亮来。
There was a man on his hands and knees trying to find something on the sidewalk.
有一个人在路边，在跪着，然后呢，他在那里用手呢，好像在找一些东西。
Another man passing by asked him what he was looking for.
另外一个人路过问他，你在找什么呀？
So I'm looking for my keys.
那个人说，我在找我的钥匙。
Where did you lose your keys?
他说你在什么地方丢的钥匙啊
Over there in the bushes.
在那个地方那边那个就是草丛里
Then why are you looking here?
那问他你为什么在这里找
Because the light is better here.
他说这里的光比较强
Even though your keys are not there, you still want to look where there is light.
即使你的钥匙不在这个地方丢的，但是你也愿意在有光的地方找
If we have that same idea about God's light, it is so important.
如果我们有这样同样的观点，就在神的光上面的话，这个是很重要的。
Jesus said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Not your strength is made perfect, my strength, Jesus' strength."
耶稣说，我的恩典够你用，不是说你的恩典够用，而是我的力量，是在你的软弱中还是有用，还是很。是最好的。
You can see that this follows right after my grace is sufficient. And what is that grace? My strength for your weakness. That is the grace.
就是紧接着我的恩典足够你用，就是说我的力量是足够你用的。
So if you think back to last Christmas and the New Year's and boom, suddenly we're almost at Thanksgiving again. Do you think you made it this far based on your own strength? I don't think you're that proud.
Yeah.我们就想一想去年圣诞节然后又新年然后一会儿就我们现在就快到感恩节了你是觉得这是你的力量能够让时间这样的过去吗
Is Jesus' grace enough even when we are stuck with a thorn that just won't come out?
Yeah. 是不是耶稣基督的力量即使我们这个身上有一根刺那个刺出不来也够用呢
So we are not out of our minds when we say that when we are weak we can become strong through Christ.
我们并不是说我们有时候在那里胡讲一气我们的又软弱又刚强其实是我们是软弱的时候因为有耶稣的力量所以我们可以刚强
And Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount when we are sad, we are happy
yeah, 耶稣在登山宝训上这样说，即使我们是悲痛的，但是我们也很快乐。
Because he will comfort us.
因为耶稣基督会在那里安慰我们。
I often give one good reason for why we should be quiet in worship.
我经常说我们有一个很重要的原因，为什么我们在敬拜的时候我们要安静。
Not because when we are noisy, God in heaven is doing this.
不是因为
I don't want to hear all that noise. It's not because of that reason.
不是因为我们在那里如果吵吵闹闹的话，神在天上就捂着耳朵说我不要这么吵。
During this morning's prayer, we heard people crying.
今天早上祷告的时候，我听见有人在那里痛哭。
Many times people come to church to seek God's strength and comfort.
很多时候，人们到教会来是为了寻找神的力量和神的安慰。
You prevent them from finding peace when we just talk at the top of our voices and just make it so distracting.
如果你在那里讲话大声，就会使人不能得到安静，因为那是会使人分心。
I am a person who gets distracted very easily.
我是一个很容易被分心的人。
In college, my roommates were able to do homework while they were eating dinner.
我在大学的时候，我的同学一边吃饭一边能够做功课。
When I try to read, if there's anybody in the room, I realize after I read the whole page, I don't know what I just read.
我在那里读书的时候，我必须要读整个页，不然的话，我就是不知道我在读些什么东西。
So maybe because it's my own sensitivity to noise, but I think we need to be silent before God.
有可能是我自己比较对这个噪音比较敏感，但是我觉得我们在神面前的时候，我们要安静。
We have to be quiet to know that Jesus' grace is sufficient for us to face our fears.
我们也一定要安静，只有安静才能知道神在那里给我们的恩典足够我们的用。
The grace of God is so important that at the very end of this letter, the final words of Paul emphasize grace.
在这封信的最后一节是让我们知道神的恩典是那么的重要。
He said the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. First,
他这里说愿主耶稣基督的恩惠
then the love and then the communication
神的慈爱圣灵的感动
so grace is really the cornerstone of our faith and our strength
所以恩典是我们的这个房角石
so many churches have that name grace in their church name
很多教会有这样这个恩典这个字在他们教会的名字中
间 So many fellowships are called Grace Fellowship
很许许多多的这个团契也叫做恩典团契
I want to read three passages from Genesis, Luke and Romans to you
我要在这里读三就从启示录啊不对从这
Genesis创世纪，
创世纪，
Luke and Romans，
路加和罗马书。
I want you to notice what are the two words that occur in all these three passages about God's grace。
我在这里要大家注意，我有两个很重要的字是在这个三段中都有出现。
Can we read it out loud first in English and then in Chinese？ But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.In order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今天的光景。
But God.
但是神这个字。
This one here. Thus my heart was grieved and I was vexed in my spirit. I was so foolish and ignorant, I was like a beast before you.My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works.
这个在诗篇，我们一起读。因啊，我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类，我的肉体和我的心肠衰残。但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。但我亲近神是与我有益，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
The center of these verses is but God. All those things happen, but God.
这个中心的最重要的字就是里面的两个字，就是神。
So,
但是神。
From Romans chapter 5 it says, For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
OK, 我们一起读中文。因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按着定的日子为罪人死，为义人死，是少有的；为人人死，或者有敢为的。唯有耶稣是罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱在在这向我们显现。
So here there are four Chinese characters, but the meaning is exactly the same, right? 唯有基督 only Jesus, but God.
Yeah, 这里中文有四个字，就是唯有基督，但是意义都是一样的，就是只有神，唯有基督。
Jesus demonstrated his love for us while we were still sinning against him.
耶稣基督在那里彰显了给我们的荣耀，即使我们还是在做罪人的时候。
So God sent his son to be our light.
神派了他的儿子做我们的光。
Because all these things happened, but God turned them around.
即使那些不好的事情发生，但是神把这些事情转了一个方向。
I have come as a light into the world that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness.
我到世上来乃是光，叫凡信我的不住在黑暗里。
Light overcomes darkness.
这个光在那里战胜了黑暗。
Darkness cannot overcome light.
这个黑暗不可能战胜光。
When you raise the blinds in your window, light pours in. Darkness doesn't pour out.
当你打开你的窗帘的时候，你就看见这个光从外面进来，但是不是黑暗从里面出去。
Wouldn't it be terrible if your room is dark, you open the window, and all the darkness goes out, and the whole landscape becomes black? That would be terrible.
如果大家看见这个外面的风景啊是这么美，如果你打开窗户，你的黑暗从里面出去，然后你外面就变成一片黑暗了吗？
This is a stark image of how light overcomes darkness.
这个就是活生生的一幅图画，就是怎说这个光是怎样战胜黑暗的。
Darkness cannot overcome light.
黑暗不可能战胜光。
God's primary purpose for us in this life is not just to make us happy.
神在我们今生所要主要做的事情，并不是使我们快乐。
That's why trials come sometimes.
所以有时候试炼就到我们身上。
In our families, in our work, in our church.
在我们的家庭、我们的工作和我们的教会都会有。
But more than happy, God wants us to be holy.
比快乐更重要的事情，神就是要让我们圣洁。
God is not against people who are happy.
神并不反对人有快乐。
But he wants our happiness to be based on his grace.
但是他愿意让我们的快乐是建筑在他的恩典之上。
There is the story of an inventor whose name can be seen on many, many motorboats today.
这个有一个发明家，他的名字是在很多的这个电动船上都可以看见。
His name is O. Evinrude.
他的名字叫O. Evinrude.
那个 O 不是 ，it's not O L D, it's O L E. He's a foreigner.
他是一个外国人，他的名字叫 O L E, O.
His story illustrates how God can make something good even out of the thorns in our lives.
他的故事可以让我们学一下神怎样让。即使有一个刺在我们身上，也能够把这个事情变成一个好的事情。
Evinrude was born in Norway and emigrated to the United States with his family.
这个人叫他是以前是出生在挪威的，他移民移到美国来。
He became a machinist and worked for companies in Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, and Chicago.
他以前开始做工的时候是做一个机械师，这个不是，这个是就是削金属的，就是他是在 Milwaukee 芝加哥和一些地方在那里做工。
And he explained how he came to invent his invention.
然后他给别人讲了他怎样发明这个船上用的船用马达的这个故事。
He and his girlfriend were out on a date.
他和他的 女朋友出去谈恋爱。
And he was rowing his little boat across to an island so he could have a private picnic with her.
然后他的呢划着这个小船，然后就把这个小船呢划到这个中间的一个小岛上，然后他就可以有一个野餐。
He dragged the boat onto the shore. He spread out this beautiful picnic under a shady tree.
然后他把这个小船拉上岸，然后他就支了一个野餐桌，在一个阴凉的树下面。
He was so hypnotized by her beauty, he didn't realize that he was sweating bullets. It was such a hot day, just like we've been having. He was just pouring sweat down.
他的女朋友是那样美貌，他就差点就晕过去了，因为
That's good explanation.
不是晕过去，是因为他天太热，他出了很多汗，他也不知道自己出了很多汗。
But also because of her beauty, yeah. So then she whispers, "Honey, you forgot the ice cream."
然后呢，这个女朋友呢就跟他说：“哎呀，亲爱的，你大概没有买这个冰淇淋吧？”
So he pulled the boat back into the water. He rows back across. He looks for a shop and he buys the ice cream and he rows back to her.
然后呢，他就把这个船呢又放下水，然后呢，他就划到那个岸上去，然后呢，去找了一个冰淇淋店，买了一个冰淇淋，然后又把船又划到那个岛上，就去把这个冰淇淋给他的女朋友。
Then she whispered again, "Dear, you forgot the chocolate syrup."
然后那个女朋友又说了，亲爱的，你大概又忘了这个巧克力的那个上面那个甜放在这个冰淇淋上面那个甜酱。
Love will make a person do very strange things sometimes.
你知道这个爱可以使一个人做一些很奇怪的事情。
He got back into the boat, he went across the lake, and he bought the chocolate syrup.
然后呢，他就把这个船呢又划下水，又划到这个岸上去买这个巧克力的甜酱。
Based on his experience that day, because he had to repeatedly try to please his girlfriend, he invented the first practical and reliable outboard motor. No more rowing.
因为那天呢，他就这样的辛苦，为了使他的女朋友快乐，他就来回划船，他就有了这个坚定的信念，然后就发明了这个船用马达，不是这个，就是放在船外面的这个船用马达，就是这个小船用的马达。
Today his name is all over the place in these motors.
所以这个今天的这个马达呢，都用他的名字来命名，因为是他发明的。
All because his girlfriend was a thorn in his side.
为什么呢？因为他的女朋友呢，就把那根刺呢，刺在他身上。
One ice cream, one syrup is one thing after another.
因为一次一次的让他去买这个冰淇淋啊，这个还有。
But he truly loved her.
你知道这个男孩子真的很喜欢他的女朋友。
Because he married her.
他后来和这个女朋友结婚了。
And when she got sick, he sold his company to take care of her.
他这女朋友后来就生病了，他这个男孩子就把这个他的公司卖了，然后就专心的照顾他的女朋友。
Through challenging situations, Evan Rood overcame and created something magnificent.
因为这个困难的情形，这个 Evan Rood 他就发明了一样东西，这个东西实在是那样的奇妙。
I would say God allows troubles big and small in our lives to make something good out of the trouble.
所以我说神会利用我们生命中的一些试炼让我们能够得到做一些很伟大的事情。
Think of God giving you a thorn he will not remove.
想一想，如果神给你一根刺，但是神不把它拿开。
Maybe he's getting ready to give you a rose.
Yeah.有可能这个神已经要决定要给你一个玫瑰，是吧？
The rose that God wants is greater trust.
这个神给你的玫瑰是神对你的极大的信任。
Greater belief that His grace is enough for us.
就是这样的大，它就是说明神的爱，神的恩典是足够我们的用。
Grace that saves us from condemnation.
恩典让我们不再
condemn, be condemned.
不再定罪。
But to sustain us day by day.
是那里每天给我们力量，一天又一天。
We got here from January to August because of God's grace, not because of your perfect strength.
我们从一月到八月，完全是因为神的恩典，而不是你个人的力量。
What is your thorn today?
今天你身上的刺是什么呢？
What person?
你是什么样的人呢？
What person is your thorn? What situation or illness?
哪个人是你的刺
？A situation or illness that could be a thorn that God is allowing.
是或者是这个一个光景，或者是这些事情都有可能是神的刺。
Some wives are turning to their husbands. I don't know why.
有人就有的太太就转向
You're my thorn.
转向她的先生。我不知道为什么，她有可能太太就是说你就是我的刺。
We have these infirmities.
我们有这些软弱。
It's not necessarily people, situations.
不是因为人或者是一个环境。
God is not trying to make us miserable.
神并不是让我们想让我们过得很悲惨。
God is not trying to push you and I away from Him.
神并不是要把你和我从他身边推开。
Don't you think He allows these things to draw us closer to Him?
你有没有想过这些苦难的事情把你我和神拉得更近呢？
When do we need to trust God? When we are strong? No, when we are weak.
我们什么时候要信靠神呢？是我们强壮的时候吗？不是，是我们软弱的时候。
But I also found these pictures of Evan Roos' invention. Look at these boats, they're flying out of the lake.
Yeah, 我也另外找到一些图画，这个就是那个 Evan Roos 发明的这个摩托，他是这样的，他这个这么强。使他这个船都飞起来了。
This leads us to our final point.
这个就引到了我们最后的一点。
God has made it possible for us to achieve great things.
神使我们能够有力量完成很伟大、很大的事情。
But it never means that we are self-sufficient.
但是并不意味着你自己就可以，自己是完全满足。
Only the grace of God is sufficient. We are not sufficient.
只有神的恩典是完全的。
No matter,
我们不完全。
No matter what greatness you have achieved in your life, you are not self-sufficient. You'll find that out if you haven't already found out.
Yeah, 不管你在一生中完成了、成就了多么大的事情，你自己是不够的。只有神是完全的。你时间久了，你就会发现。
So because of some things that are in my life, I thought about this verse, my grace is sufficient for you.
因为我一生中也有些经验，我就常常想起这句话，我的恩典够你用。
And I think, how can I explain this? It's very hard to explain because unless you know it, how do you explain grace?
这个是非常难，我有时候想，这个是非常难解释的，怎样能够向别人解释清楚这个恩典是什么意思？只有你自己有经验，你才能解释清楚。
But the grace is Jesus sharing His resurrected power with me today.
这个恩典就是耶稣基督把他复活的恩典大能和我分享了一部分。
But we must be humble and not feel that we are self-sufficient in order to have that grace.
我们一定要谦卑，而不能自我。觉得满足，自己觉得自己有力量能够得到这个恩典。
In 1863, a senator from Iowa proposed that this country observe a national day of prayer and fasting.
在1863年，这个有个参议员叫 Heron 的，在 Iowa 的这个参议员，他提议我们有一天能够做一个国家的祈祷日。
Do you know that President Lincoln designated April 30th? 1863 as the first national day of prayer and fasting.
你有没有知道我们的林肯总统在提议在4月30号作为国家的这个祈祷日做一个禁食祈祷日。
Lincoln is a marvelous writer.
林肯是一个非常伟大的作者。
This is just a small portion of his declaration of the day of prayer for this country.
这个只是一小部分，这一小部分所写的就是那天，他要提议这个我们做一个祈祷日的一个。
He said, "It is the duty of nations as well as of men who owe their dependence upon the overruling power of God to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope." That genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by history that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord.
比较长，让我先。
OK, yes.
现在我是看着读啊，我也、
okay.
太长，我记不住。
OK.
这个是我们作为一个人。和作为一个国家的责任，我们这些是 因为因着神的恩，神的神的大能，我们是仰赖神的大能的。我们这些人需要承认自己的罪和罪愆，我们用一个谦卑的这个，然后又有希望的这样一个真正的悔改，然后只有这样才能够得神的怜悯和原谅，然后只有这样才能得到从在才能就意识到在圣经上那些崇高的崇高的真实，然后只有这样才能在历史上能够证明，只有那些国家是承认神是我们的主的，才能得神的保守。
Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace. Too proud to pray to the God that made us. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has grown, but we have forgotten God.
因为我们不断的成功，我们有时候被我们这些成功所灌醉了，我们自己就觉得自己是那样的好，那样的充满，那样的充足，然后就忘记了神的救赎的大能和神的恩典，然后我们也是因为骄傲不再向神祷告，然后我们的数目在那里增加，我们的人数在增加，我们的财富和力量也那个不停的增加，然后增加到一个程度没有任何一个国家能够达到过，但是我们忘了神。
It's a really tough thing to translate. In future, you can translate for the president.
No, I was reading.
But you see here, redeeming and preserving grace.
这个大家看见就是救赎，然后能够保持这个恩典，保存这个恩典。
That's what I'm talking about. The grace that saves and the grace that preserves and the grace that sustains.
这里就是我刚才所说的两种恩典，一种是救赎的恩典，一种就是帮助我们每天能够有力量的恩典。
We need grace in both those ways.
我们要在这两点上都需要恩典。
Now I'm going to repeat something I said at the beginning before we end.
然后我要再讲一些我刚开始的时候讲的，然后我们就可以结束。
What do we do when we have an unresolvable issue that is making us infirm?
我们当有解决不了的问题的时候，我们软弱的时候，我们该做什么呢？
Because our stresses and our worries take away our courage and our will.
因为我们的紧张，我们的压力会把我们的勇气拿走。
We are all weak in different seasons of life. It is part of human condition.
我们在生命中不同的阶段都是软弱的，这个是人的本质。
But Paul faces his trials with the conviction that the grace of Jesus is sufficient.
Yeah. 但是保罗碰到了这样的难处，但是他有这样的信念，神耶稣基督会帮助他。
So at the very end of this verse that we read before, that I may declare all your works.
我们刚才所说的就是有读的这个经文里面，就是最后一句，就是讲我好叫我述说你一切的作为。
All those of us who've known God's grace must tell others about it.
我们这些已经尝过主恩的人一定要告诉别人主对我们所受的恩典。
That's the whole story of grace, to save and to sustain.
这个就是恩典的故事，就是他帮助拯救了我们，也让我们有力量。
In 1998 at the Golden Globe Awards,
这个在1998年，就是
Golden Globe Awards, they are like Academy Awards for acting.
这个就是有一个艺术的大奖的，叫金球奖还是什么。
Ving Rhames won the award for best actor.
有个人叫 Ving Rhames, 他在那个得了男主角奖。
But another very famous old actor by the name of Jack Lemmon, he was nominated but he did not win.
有一个比他年纪大的另外一个演员叫 Jack 的，他得了提名，但是他没有得奖。
Jack Lemmon is one of my favorite actors.
哎呀，他很喜欢Jack Lemmon.
He did not win, but when Ving Rhames went up to receive his award, he said, "Is Mr. Jack Lemmon in the audience today?"
当这个 Ving 到上面去领这个奖的时候，他就在那里说，这个 Jack Lemmon 先生有没有今天有没有在听众中间呢？观众中间呢
？If you are, would you come up here, please?
如果你在的话，请你能不能上来
？So in the big celebration, the spotlight scanned the whole hundreds of people trying to look for Jack Lemmon.
所以你感觉就是那个大的灯，在那里就在观众中照来照去，有没有找这个 Jack Lemmon？
And when the camera focused in on his face, he looked very embarrassed and didn't uncomfortable.
当这个摄像头转向这个 Jack Lemmon 的话，他看上去很不舒服，很紧张。
Because he was nominated, but he did not win.
因为他被了提名，但是他没有得这个奖。
But Ving Rhames kept saying, "Come up here, Mr. Jack Lemmon."
这个 Ving Rhames 在那里不停地说 ，Jack Lemmon 先生，请你上来。
So finally, Jack Lemmon went up to the stage.
最后，这个 Jack Lemmon 就上了这个奖。
And the younger actor says, "Acting is about giving part of our lives."
这个年轻的演员就说，这个表演就是把我们生命中的一部分给出去。
And I want to give you this award.
我想要把这个奖给你。
Now this is recorded in the news that everyone was clapping and some were crying. They couldn't believe that this man offered a great award to someone who didn't win it.
Yeah, 这个就是在这个新闻中，或者其他媒体上都这样报道了。那时候大家都在拍手，有些人还在那里流泪。他们不能理解这样一个奖，他会把这个奖给另外一个并没有得奖的人。
Although Jack was a great actor, he did not belong on the stage because he did not win.
这个即使 Jack 是一个很伟大的演员，但是他没有得奖，他不能上这个讲台。
He had no right to be there.
他没有这个权利能够上这个领奖台。
But he was invited.
但是他被邀请上了这个领奖台。
The winner wanted to share his winning with him.
那个得奖的愿意分享他所得的奖给他。
In the same way,The grace of Jesus Christ is like that man.
同样的，我们的耶稣基督也是像那个人一样。
He wants to share his victory with us, so we have strength for today.
他愿意把他的成功跟我们一同分享，所以我们才有了今天。
May you understand grace.
愿你能够懂得这个恩典。
May we live powerful lives based on grace.
让我们能够凭着恩典。过一个强劲的生活。
Because if you look for that strength inside, we won't find it.
如果你从我们的里面找这样的力量呢，我们是找不到的。
But if we remember that Jesus wants to share His strength with us, we can win.
如果我们记得耶稣基督愿意分享他的恩典给我们的话，我们就能够赢。
Let us pray and give thanks for grace.
让我们在这里祷告，然后为这个恩典而感恩。
Our Father in heaven,
我们天上的父
because we are people,
因为我们是人
we are not very often gracious to others.
我们不是对别人有恩典的
We love your grace, but we are having difficulty showing grace to others.
我们很想要你的恩典，但是我们很难把我们的恩典向别人分享
But if we realize that we've come this far because of your grace and your strength,
如果我们能够意识到我们到了今天这一天是因为你的爱和你的恩典的话
Then make us trust and rely on you more
让我们能够信靠你更多
And in that way also share the strength of Christ with the world
同样我们也能够向这个世界分享从你那里得来的爱
We know of all the calamities on earth
我们知道地上有很多苦难
So-called natural disasters and man-made disasters.
那个最被称为自然的灾害和人为的灾害。
We are all of us in need of grace.
我们所有的人都需要这样的恩典。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.